The Maya built cities, temples, and palaces. Yet we still don't know how they thrived. The forest has grown back, and nature has taken over again. With the discovery of gold in San Bernardino Mountains in the 1860s, came an era of mining and lumber. These industries created profound change in the watershed. Vast forests were cut for lumber, while numerous flumes were created to support booming mills. But taming this wild river was not always easy. The major engineering projects of the 20th century were aimed at subduing a single, catastrophic force of nature, the flood. Rumors of a massive predator in South Africa's remote Briti River sent aquatic ecologist and fisherman Andy Cotese on an epic adventure. He finds evidence of a monster in one bite. The walk began here in a Navajo winter, 100 miles from nowhere. Rose Ignacio was 13 years old when she started the walk. She wanted to escape her alcoholic father. On February 4, 1964, she and her sister stepped off their school bus, turned away from home, and headed into the wilderness.